Surah Nisa, verses 26 to 33.
Relating to inheritance, some relating to zina, prohibition of zina, women whom one can marry, women whom one cannot marry. So many laws have been explained in the surah so far. And initially the Sahaba found some difficulty in these matters because in the time of Jahiliyyah, people followed their passions and desires and did as they wished. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these laws, initially there was some type of difficulty. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah wishes to explain things to you and to guide you to the exemplary ways of those who have gone before you. Through this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide us to the ways of the Anbiya and the Salihin of the past and keep us on the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah wants to guide you. وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ And He wants to turn to you with mercy. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Ayah 27, again to emphasize it. Allah, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ Allah wishes to turn to you with mercy. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا But those who yield to their own passions want you to drift far away from the right path. Shaitan and the people who follow Shaitan want you to also follow your desires, your lusts in all of these matters. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring you on the path of the righteous people. Wallahu yuridu ayyatuba alaykum. For the third time, Allah tabar, ayah number 28, yuridullahu ayyukhaffifa ankum. Allah wishes to lighten your burdens. In the sharia, there is a lot of concession and ease. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا For man has been created weak. Man cannot control his desires and passions, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified what is lawful. He has given concessions as well, and He has clearly outlined what is haram. Ayah 29, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ O people of iman, do not wrongfully consume each other's wealth through falsehood, by usurping somebody's property, by bribery, by lies, by stealing. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَن تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ But only through trade, by complete mutual consent. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ And do not kill one another. Many a times, in the greed of wealth, people take one another's lives as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا For Allah is most merciful to you. وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكُ Whoever does so, if anyone does these things, taking the wealth of one another, unlawfully killing one another. If anyone does these things through transgression and injustice, فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا We shall cast him soon into the fire. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا And that is very easy for Allah to take the wrongdoers to task and to cast them into Jahannam. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ آيَةَ 31 إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا If you shun the great sins which you have been prohibited from, the major, the kabair, we shall cancel out your minor deeds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will wipe them out, all of them, and admit you to a place of honor. So the kabair are those for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given severe warning in the Quran, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has pronounced a severe warning for that in the hadith. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ So Allah has made men as men and women as women and given men certain types of preferences. For example, the Quran addresses men. Men go out in jihad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam first and then Hawa. So some women desired that why are we women not given preference and importance like men? Why are we not allowed to go for jihad, etc.? Those kind of things Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Do not covet the bounties which Allah has preferred some of you over others. What Allah has given merit to some in certain matters, do not covet that. That is a decree of Allah. But in the field of amal and good deeds, there you can compete with one another. لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا Men shall be rewarded according to their deeds. وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا And women shall be rewarded according to their deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give men more reward for their good deeds and women less reward for their good deeds. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ What Allah has predetermined, males are males, females are females, certain distinctions exist. Rather ask Allah for His bounty. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ Ask Allah out of His boundless grace. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا Indeed, Allah has knowledge of all things. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِي مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ آيَة regarding inheritance again. We have appointed heirs for everything that parents and close relatives leave behind. Heirs have been appointed. In the initial period of Islam, these rules were not revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially said, وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ. As for those whom you have entered into agreements, let them have their due. So the Muhajirin came to Medina Munawwara and they had no family. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made brothers between the Muhajirin and Ansar, although they were not biological brothers. So then they used to inherit until the laws of inheritance came. So this is what this ayah means. As for those whom you have entered into agreements with, let them have their due. So they would inherit, but when the ayat of inheritance came, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cancelled all these internal arrangements. Inna Allah kana ala kulli shayin shahida. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is witness to all things. Inshallah, we'll do tilawat of this ruku number 5, page 114. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما ومن يفعل ذلك عدوانا وظلما فسوف نصليه نارا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.